USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The U.S. State Department says there's an international condemnation against the government in Caracas that continues to spend millions of dollars to keep Nicolas Maduro in power and nothing on humanitarian aid. John Clemens reports.
Representative for Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, says Maduro spent $209 million for an air defense system from Russia this week.
The USNS Comfort hospital ship is heading into the Caribbean and South America, bringing medical care to Venezuela.
A former longtime gynecologist at the University of Southern California was charged with sexually assaulting 16 women, the first criminal counts in a case that has already seen USC offer to pay $215 million to settle thousands of potential claims. Dr. George Tyndall worked for USC for nearly three decades, and news of his arrest on 29 felony charges are welcomed by women who accuse him of misconduct and the lawyers representing them. This is USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The largest e-cigarette manufacturer can no longer sell its products in its own home city. USA's Wendy King explains.
The Board of Supervisors in San Francisco, where the e-cigarette Juul is headquartered, has approved an ordinance prohibiting the sale, manufacturing, and distribution of vaping products. It's not retroactive, so Juul can stay, but no new companies can come in. Supervisor Matt Haney says what sold the sales was the lack of regulatory oversight.
A product that does not yet have FDA approval for marketing. We also have seen an explosion of the use of e-cigarettes by youth.
Last year, one in five high school seniors admitted to vaping in the past month. They also have a plan to help small businesses that are impacted by the ban. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
On Wall Street, stocks finished the day slightly lower. The S&P 500 index lost for the fourth straight day. The NASDAQ finished 25 points higher, and the Dow fell 11.4 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Comedian Bill Cosby has filed a lengthy appeal against the sex assault conviction that landed him in prison. USA's Wendy King has the story.
Cosby complains the judge allowed testimony from other women accusers that wasn't relevant. The lawyers say the accounts from the five other women were strikingly dissimilar to that of trial accuser Andrea Constant. The appeal comes after Pennsylvania Judge Stephen O'Neill, in a post-trial memo, said that their testimony showed chilling similarities that pointed to his signature crime. The 81-year-old Cosby has been serving a 3 to 10 year prison term since last September at a state prison near Philadelphia. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The largest oil refinery on the East Coast said it will close now after a devastating fire last week that set off explosions and damaged equipment. An analyst said consumers will see gas prices rise as the summer travel hits full swing. Philadelphia Energy Solutions sent a notice to state labor officials that it will shut the plant down and lay off about 1,000 workers over the next 2 weeks. The fire significantly damaged equipment and systems at the complex that was already struggling financially. Gasoline futures prices spiked after the first news of the refinery's possible closure, and prices continue to remain high, according to the market's research company called FactSet. Motorists in the Mid-Atlantic region will likely see modest price increases as more summer travelers hit the road, according to AAA spokeswoman Jana Tidwell in a statement. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.